This is Earth and Sky. The red-cockaded woodpecker got its funny name because of the small red spots on each side of the male woodpecker's black and white head.
To observers 200 years ago, the red spots looked like cockades, the colorful ribbons on a French officer's hat. Most woodpeckers prefer to nest in dead trees. After all, it's easier to peck out a hollow nesting cavity in rotten wood. But the red-cockaded woodpeckers choose living trees, mature longleaf pines in particular.
Although it's hard work to hammer a hole in living wood, there's an advantage for the woodpeckers to building there. Once the nest hole is completed, the birds peck more little holes, called resin wells, all around the nest entrance. Pine resin oozes from the holes down the tree trunk. It makes a sticky barrier that keeps rat snakes from climbing up to raid the nest.
The woodpeckers check the resin wells every day to make sure the snake barriers stay effective. They peck away at any resin that's hardened to keep the wells flowing. And these woodpeckers have a second line of defense against snakes. Rat snakes climb trees by using irregularities in the tree bark, the way a rock climber uses tiny handholds. Nesting birds hop around on the tree trunk and peck away any protruding bits of bark that could help a snake get a grip.
Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and the U.S. Forest Service, we're blocking bird for Earth and Sky.